Jewelry isn't a gift you give just once. It's a way to remind your loved one of a beautiful moment every time they see it. Blue Nile can help you find the gift that says how you feel and says it beautifully, with expert guidance and a wide assortment of jewelry of the highest quality at the best price. Go to BlueNile.com and experience the convenience of shopping Blue Nile, the original online jeweler since 1999. That's BlueNile.com to find the perfect jewelry gift for any occasion. BlueNile.com.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. They can be big, they can be small, but when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe place to get things off your chest and try to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. I know I constantly need to vent or bounce ideas off somebody or just be heard. You guys need to check out BetterHelp. Therapy is, I think, great for everybody personally. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/2judgy today, and you can get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2judgy.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
Whoa. Times two. You're on like 1.8x speed right now. Hi, it's Courtney from LA.
Did I say it fast?
Yeah, really fast. I was jolted. I'm like, here we go. Those that listen to us on like 1.3, they're like, oh shit, what is happening? Mary, it's been one of those weeks for me. You guys should see the text that I send Mary. It's February 1, and it's been a year already, okay? It has been a year. Sometimes it's just, you have to find.
So do think people are, okay, this is my theory. I'm speaking for teachers. I feel like teachers right now, a lot of us went in person during the height of COVID. And then, now everyone's resumed back to normal life, pretty much. Okay. And I feel like everyone, though, is catching up from COVID, and everyone's headed this wall right now, and everything feels crazy. Do you feel like that?
I see what you're saying for you. And I think you guys are trendsetters. That's not for me. It's just a lot is happening. When you work in sports, I feel like when everything's all these events are happening at the same time, you know, you're just kind of keeping your head above water. But you and I both have very exciting weekends coming up.
Bachelorette party.
We have two separate bachelorettes. Unfortunately, Mary's not going to be making it to the one I'll be at because your sister's having her own, which fair.
Yeah.
Fair. What do you guys have on the agenda?
Disappointed that I will not be at the San Diego.
I'm pretty upset.
Glamour shot. Yep. I will be in Calistoga celebrating my sister, and we're kind of being classy ladies, but I'm sure we'll turn trashy.
I kind of love this. Well, the classiest always have a little trash in them.
We're staying at a very fancy hotel. I'm kind of nervous about it.
Don't be nervous. You belong.
No, just I hope we're not.
You flash that debit card. No, I'm just charge it.
I'm just feeling I just hope we don't embarrass ourselves or ruin someone else's stay.
Okay. I mean, you're definitely going to embarrass yourself in a good way.
Okay.
But you won't ruin anyone else's day. I think you will only enhance it.
Okay.
And yeah. Are you so excited? Yeah.
I am excited. It's one of those, like, I'm like, I just want it to be here already. We have, basically, we're having a Marilyn Monroe night where we're going to go eat charcuterie boards. And then, oh, wait, no, sorry. That was the Salt Lake Ladies. Sorry, in San Diego. I claim the master. No. Hold on. No, but we are doing, like, doing a few, like, similar things. I'm, like, laughing, like, this is a bachelorette. Like, we'll have fun. We have a 2000s themed night or day. Mm-hmm. Doing, like, which is like, you know, what when are you we wearing? Were in college. Don't know yet. I don't know if you remember, like, I'm not wearing a jean skirt, but do you remember we used to wear these like kind of colorful mini skirts?
Absolutely. I had one that was like watermelon pink and green.
Yeah. So I have a bright pink one.
Like kind of like a schoolgirl.
A little bit. Like it's like tight at the, like,
I'm like, I imagine like Avril Lavigne wearing it.
No,
Avril Lavigne.
She was like cargo.
No, oh, she definitely had the cargo. She would wear. It's like, is it you know, checkered?
No, it's not schoolgirl.
Okay,
no, not like that. No, it's like a bright pink.
Are you gonna wear Uggs with it?
I am not. I have kind of these like black slide shoes that are similar, like they're a reminiscent rocket dog? Of like that Steve Madden.
Yeah.
Ugh, like a rocket dog. They're not a kind, no, because they're more like that Steve Madden platform.
Okay.
You know, I have a version of that that's more like today, but you know what? It'll do just fine there. I'm also bringing Converse for as the day goes on because I feel like those are still popular. And then I have a shirt that's
a sky top.
If only. I mean, believe me, I looked some things up, okay? I, like, pulled out my, like, 7 jeans from the 2000s and then realized, oh, you don't fit in that size anymore for low rise or any rise. But I have a shirt that says, that's hot, and the back says, you're Paris not, Hilton. And it says Paris Hilton shirt. And then I also have this, like, sparkly bag that I'm going to wear, and I have, like, Barbie has this little dog toy.
Okay.
Like, it's a mini dog, so I'm going to bring that and put it in my purse.
So you're Paris Hilton.
A version of. I'm probably more on the Nicole Richie side. Let's She's be also honest, of simple a mom.
She's also mom. A mom now. It looks like she has a baby boy.
Which is also funny because
Kathy Hilton put out that Paris is having trouble having a baby, and I feel like she already had a surrogate.
Maybe like personally she was having trouble.
I don't know. I just feel like that was odd.
I don't know. But yeah, it's, you know, there's Kathy.
That's Kathy.
There's Kathy. Yeah, but, you know, and I'm also bringing a trucker hat.
Absolutely. This is like Von Dutch era.
Yes, literally. Like, so I'm just trying to do a lot of combinations of things. And maybe like a crop jean jacket. Still going to be like chilly.
Sure. Do you have a crop jean jacket?
Well, I have like a normal size jean jacket. Like, I feel like my jean jackets are like, no, like it's, yeah, I have a long torso.
Okay. I love it.
Look prompt. Yeah, I mean, it's not the best. Like, there's some people that are going all out. We've got, like, people going in Mean Girls. I have a friend who's literally bought a Nokia phone costume and is wearing that.
Oh, that's clever. Who's doing that?
Clever. You will be surprised. You'd know. You'd be surprised who it is. Nobody listening to this. But that we've got, you know, we've got some J-Lo looks. We've got, like, there's a lot of potential. Some Britney Spears stuff coming through. I, as usual, just lost track of time. So I'm putting some things together, but it's not going to be a winner. There's a costume contest, and I'm not I'm contesting myself to not
be. Are you going to be the judge?
Contest. I could be the judge. It is in our name.
Isn't there, like, 20 people going?
Yeah, it's a big bachelorette.
Yeah. Please, post those pics.
Oh.
I'll apologize now.
I will apologize now. Believe me, do I have morning recovery waiting for everybody? I absolutely do. I thought you should know.
I do too. Did it come to your house?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
I'm bringing stuff down.
Great.
But yeah, so everybody will be feeling really great the next day. It's just going to be a good week. It'll be a good weekend. I hope you have a blast. We'll be like exchanging, like we'll do the Battle of the Bachelorette. They're different vibes though.
Very different vibes.
Different vibes. But I'm excited about it. I mean, I'm excited because next week we get Vanderpump Rules. We get Jersey. The following week we get Summer House. Now, you and I have watched the Jersey and VPR premieres, and they are fantastic. And we'll be putting out content for that next week.
Yeah. Exclusive
pods.
We
had fun with it. Exclusive pods. We had fun watching it. They're great. I highly recommend everybody check it out next week when it happens. Let's talk some news, though, because we have the housewives that we're dealing with that were ending their reigns right now. So we had Salt Lake, obviously, and Potomac, which the finale is next week. Okay. Today it was announced. Page Six is reporting that Mary Cosby may be returning as a friend of to Salt Lake next season.
I'm completely okay with this.
Concern.
I'm completely okay with this.
Mostly so you can say what?
I'm just completely okay with this. I just find her entertaining.
Little girl.
Yeah, little girl.
I'm just waiting for you to say it over and over, you know? So this all stemmed from, because Whitney on her podcast apparently earlier this week had mentioned a return, like a familiar face returning. And listen, there could be many faces. It could be Meredith and Facetune.
Okay.
Just be a new look she's bringing us. I don't know. Maybe Heather has another black eye and that's a familiar face.
It could just be like Angie H.
Yeah. I don't know that Mary Cosby needs to come back. A friend of, if she's coming back, is like, that's all we need. We need her to come in with like a one-liner with her glitter.
She's mannequin heads of Charlotte. It's reality.
She's also like not great. She like said some not so great statements while she was on. She kind of runs a cult. There are lots of negatives.
Some and, like, problematic moments for her.
And all I'm saying is like, and we'll get into Salt Lake, but I'm worried about Salt Lake because
I know
clearly
without Jen.
Four don't get along. We need go into Park City. You're looking in the wrong areas. Okay.
I
need you to go 35 minutes north, go into Park City and get some of those rich bitches.
I'd agree with that.
Again, call me if you need me. I know some people.
So apparently they start filming in 2 weeks.
Yeah, they filmed. They're starting the 13th. Beverly Hills is on the 14th. Dubai is on the 20th. Nina Ali, she's out. I guess French fries is not a personality and a second season to save you.
I think she's rich. I think they're poor secretly.
Probably.
Yeah.
All the skeletons come out on this show.
I think they're poor.
And now she's even poorer because she has no Dubai paycheck.
I'd agree with that. And then all this rumblings about legacy, they're trying to be like friends and they're asking for like $1 million an episode. And apparently that's what I heard. Who knows? And then,
cast of friends.
Yeah.
I got it now.
Sorry. And then
you meant friends with each other.
And then like Sonia's been like very aloof. Apparently she's like, whatever, I'll sign anything. But Jill Zarin was the one that kind of like broke the deal. So I'm sure it will eventually happen. Sonia's coming to San Francisco. Yeah.
Guys,
I'm sure
we could get Mary into that Sonia show. Help.
No, I want to be the proctor.
Oh.
That's my goal.
Okay. If anybody knows a route to Sonia so that Mary can interview her.
Want to be the proctor.
When is that?
I think I do a fabulous job. It's at the end of March. I think March 26th or something. It's on a Friday or Saturday in San Francisco. I'm going regardless, but I'd love to have a segment. Maybe our March Madness could still be going on and I could ask her who she thinks is hot or not or something. Show her pictures.
Right. Let's make it about us.
Guess who she is. Guess who they are. Maybe she doesn't know who most of them are.
I like that you've now taken over Sonia's show with your own show.
Why not? I'm sure she has no shtick.
I hope that there's something.
Well, someone's going to interview her, right? Or she just, it's a one-woman show.
I don't know. We'll see. She's doing a cabaret-esque, maybe. She's bringing that back.
Perhaps.
I find it interesting about legacy because it's like, okay, obviously people are talking to the press about this, right? Today, Ramona, Dorinda, and Luann like go to lunch. And I'm like, do they even like each other anymore? Or are they just like drumming up interest? Because believe me, the comments and pictures of them, people are like, give me this cast. Like, but I'm Ramona, like, give us Roni.
But Ramona's out. Ramona's not going to be a part of it.
Well, if Jill's out, maybe Ramona's back in. I don't know.
Strategic play.
I want all of them back. Like, I want this cast. Put it on Peacock. I don't care. I have Mary's password. You know, it'll be on Bravo 2 months later. I'm just saying, like, this is the cast. It's
I want
it's
Carol, very too. Strange.
I really agree.
I'm very intrigued in Carol again.
I agree. I don't need
Kelly. I think I got that one wrong. I don't need Kelly at all. Ew.
No, but I don't know why we keep pushing her. But it's like, give me them all, okay? It's like, and as we had Sex in the City, and now we have And Just Like That. Give us Roni and Legacy, okay? We're ready for it. I watched the episode the other day of Sex in the City. It was just on the background with the moon, when it was the Moon River, you know, mm-hmm. and like how Roni had done theirs with that, with the song.
Yeah. And that it's like, seasons may change.
Yeah, it brought me back. I just feel like Legacy needs to happen.
It don't,
like,
will. I'm sure girls. I'm not worried about it. They need the money. They need the paper.
Speaking of like potentially like a Rehugget. So then we have a Rehugget 4, right? And Brandy and Caroline Manzo are no longer on the cast because now there were all these rumors that were floating around over the weekend. And I didn't put, I like to wait until like
so you can the confirm quote unquote
truth comes out.
Right.
Yeah. Because it feels like there's like all these rumors that happen, right? So apparently there was like, you know, there was an explosive fight and Brandy and Caroline got into it. And people are saying Brandy dumped an appetizer tray on Caroline and was like, this is for Dina. And like all of these things. But then, turns out that Brandy got wasted and kept trying to kiss Caroline, who did not, they were unwanted. So she felt like uncomfortable.
Consent issue. Yes.
Production made Brandy leave. Caroline Manzo ended up leaving too.
Left on her own accord. She felt uncomfortable.
Yes. So it's like that truth comes out.
That will be the end of Brandy forever.
It's like, okay, Brandy should stick to like the competition shows, like in Traitors or something, you know? Like,
but now she's a liability.
Right. Oh, I think she's never coming back to Beverly Hills.
No, I didn't think that because she was doing this Rehugget thing, but now she's going to be done from that.
It feels like she really blew it. And I'm going to make a controversial statement, but I think that she should evaluate her relationship with alcohol.
I don't know if that's even controversial.
Well, you know, I'm not a doctor.
Sure.
Okay. You know, it's very, and I don't know how I felt about Caroline Manzo because I'm like, now we're not starting over either. We're not starting and we're not starting over. We're done.
But maybe she just felt, I mean, I'm assuming she just felt so violated. She's like, I just got to go home. I need to be home with my husband. I don't need to deal with this stuff.
The brownstone needs some face work. Yeah. Got to see what's going on with Vito. Do you think they
still own that and work there? I feel like he might be retired.
I don't know. I don't know. We were supposed to get the update and Rehugget 4.
That car wash never took off.
Yeah.
I got my car wash yesterday. It was $40 for car wash.
I do like a month. I do a monthly payment where one of those like wash and goes where you can put your car through the wash and then you can like vacuum the inside. But then it started scratching my car. So now I'm just going to let nature take its course.
Okay. What does that mean?
Rain, shine.
Oh, like, but how do you get the inside?
Well, I can clean that myself still. I was doing that anyways at the other car wash.
Got it.
You know, I stocked up on the wipes that they give you.
Oh, cool. That's awesome for you.
Thank you so much. Thank you. I'm sorry. I'm a little delirious and not making sense. Okay. Let's talk the Robin Potomac drama.
And then we can talk Potomac. Okay. Tell me everything you know.
I don't know a lot. Okay.
I really do give you a lot of credit though for your post this week and I'll read it out loud. Or would you like to? Because you made it.
Feel free. I'm fine with it. You guys, I've been delirious. I'm like, you know, this stuff is coming out. I feel like there has to be a picture of Juan with the blonde girl. So I photoshopped it. Thank you, Snapchat.
The Karen lookalike. This is Courtney's message. And here's what you missed on Glee. Robin admits to knowing about the situation with the blonde. She was friendly with Juan over DM. She came to town and lost her wallet. And Juan went to the hotel and put his card down and then walked away. And obviously nothing happened because he's a giver. And this took place before the current season and is why the wedding was delayed. And this is unreasonably shady. And there are more details, but honestly, what the hell is happening? I'm so glad Juan Dixon is not here right now. It was good. That was pretty brilliant. You hit a lot of points.
When you get like 3 hours of sleep, you really hit your creative streak, I think.
I thought that was awesome.
It's just so basic. I mean, that's like seems like the TLDR. So obviously the reunion happened. This doesn't seem to be addressed on it. This is on Reasonably Shady that Giselle and Robin are talking about it. Robin is like acting like she knew about the situation.
On their Patreon too. Like you had to pay for it.
Yeah. So they said this and then they teased out, oh, if you want to hear more, go to the Patreon. And obviously we have like Bravo fans who like are taking one for the team and then reporting everything back. But Robin basically did not, like all of this stuff, everyone's like, Robin's admitting to cheating, but Robin does not admit to the cheating. She says like the person was hooking up with Juan's friend, which is like, okay, hanging out Juan's friend to dry over here. You know, she's saying like, oh, I knew about this situation. She's like, that's probably why the wedding was delayed, guys. Like, you know, she's addressing this. And then she's also saying too, like, you know, I was waiting for somebody to bring it up on the season.
But then like, that's why she brought up Karen in Blue Eyes, because she wanted to deflect.
And what I find very interesting is that Karen was right. Now, Karen, the reason that it got laughed off is because she then said Juan wants her and the lady looks just like her. So everyone laughs that off, right? But like Karen was on to something. And what I now find interesting is that I believe that Giselle, Robin, and Ashley were all in on the Chris thing. And maybe Mia too, because they knew this was going to happen. And they're like, Robin, you play good cop so that if this gets out, Candace won't go against you. You can say, no, I don't believe. Because remember in the beginning of the season, like, is this the end
and
of the Green Eyed Bandits?
They all meet up together. Yeah. And they even like, meet Chris out. Yeah. And Robin defended him.
Yeah, right. So I'm thinking like, yes. So there had to be something where they're all working together, because Robin's like, well, if this comes out, Candace will she'll decimate me. So I'm going to be on Candace's side and just say, I don't think so. But we can definitely all push this storyline.
I know it's getting, they're getting too good. They know how to play. They've been playing for 7 seasons.
Now people are pissed and they're like, they're calling for Robin to be fired, blah, blah. But I'm like, first off, like, what should Robin do? She should come on the show and admit that her roommate is having an affair.
Why?
Like, obviously, nobody's coming on.
I don't understand.
Is it Stockholm syndrome? Is it just because that's all she knows? Like, she's been with him since high school, right?
Right.
Like,
for the kids, I guess. I don't understand motive is here.
Well, and it's just, I know we'll talk about Potomac, but it's like, what are you? Like,
did Robin, she get the prenup? Is the cheating clause in it?
Well, then that makes me sad too, because I'm like, okay, she was so nervous to bring it up on camera. I mean, he yells at her last week. All these things are happening. And now this is like kind of making sense. And what it makes me do, like, feel is just feel bad for Robin.
I know. She literally called him into Loom and said, so what's actually really happening at home is really happening and they know about it. And Juan yells at her.
And he snaps at her. And it's like, you know, and I felt after that, she looked very, she felt nervous from that. Like, I felt, I'm like, oh, there is an ounce of truth to this. There's something going on.
Oh, I knew. I knew it was true the whole time.
No, totally. But I'm saying the way she reacted, I was like, after that, I would be like, I don't believe this. But that's why I think they're all in cahoots together now that it's all kind of come out.
Potomac's a small town. Know,
Robin, we want better for you.
I know. It's just sad.
Juan is not the answer.
No, you can walk away, baby.
He's the wrong Juan, you know?
Yeah.
Shall we take a quick break and come back and talk Potomac?
Yes.
I have been using Ouai products for years now. That's Ouai. And they just have released a new anti-frizz cream. And if you think about it, everyone has frizz. If you have thin, thick hair, you know, wavy, curly, straight. Everyone still has a frizz problem. But you guys can check out their new anti-frizz cream. It provides immediate frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Plus, it has heat protection. I'm someone that uses the Dyson. Then I straight iron my hair. So this is definitely helping reduce and repair split ends. It quenches the dry hair with intense hydration. And according to consumer perception studies, 90% of participants agreed with their hair looking less frizzy using this product. Plus, their scents are incredible. This is a Sydney-inspired North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. All of their scents are incredible. I always use their leave-in conditioner. I use their detox shampoo once a week. I also use their hair oil. I am obsessed with Way. Be frizz-free and go to theouai.com and enter promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's theouai.com, promo code TJG. Always getting 15% off. Check out Way. Peloton is here for everyone's yearly warm-up. This is the best time to get into a good rhythm, tap into your power, and build towards your summer you. Peloton accommodates your schedule with a variety of class lengths to choose from. They have some that are only 5 minutes long. And I can tell you with Peloton, if I start just, I'll like do a 10-minute class and then I'm like, I could do one more 10 minutes. I could do one more 10 minutes. And all of a sudden I've done 30 minutes of working out, which always feels great. They have such a variety of classes and so much flexibility. You know, you can move your body in so many different ways. Peloton has a range of class types. So you can do a walking class. Are you really interested in running a marathon? They can help you train for a marathon. They have yoga, meditations, Pilates, HIIT workout, and you can move at your own pace. Peloton makes the process easier with personalized recommendations. I get a weekly update with their guided programs that take the guesswork out of working out, so you can jump right in, keeping your fitness journey fresh every day. Peloton has everything you need to get where you're going, whether it's running outdoors or riding at home or strength training at the gym, Peloton has something for you. Get a head start on the summer you with Peloton at onepeloton.com. That's onepeloton.com. The weather is finally getting warmer, so it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I recently updated my wardrobe, and I hate spending a fortune on that kind of stuff, especially like summer clothes, because I feel like they like get a lot of wear and tear. But I have been using Quince for over a year now, and they have such timeless pieces that keep me looking effortlessly chic year after year. They have this European linen. I have their white button downs. They have dresses. They have blouses, shorts, and they have, starting at $30. Also, they have these cute washable silk tanks. Everything they have is timeless. They even have 14 karat gold jewelry. And the best part is Quince's items are priced 50 to 80% off less than similar brands. They partner directly with top factories, and Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. Cordy and I are simply both obsessed. You guys have to go to their website. You can literally update your entire wardrobe for the summer at a very affordable price and really high quality stuff. All their linen is fantastic. I even throw it in the dryer. It just wears super well. So get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/judgy for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/judgy to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/judgy. Investing can feel super intimidating, and people don't know exactly where to start. Acorns makes it easy to start automatically saving and investing for your future. And you really don't need a lot of money or expertise to invest with Acorns. In fact, you can get started with just your spare change. Acorn recommends an expert-built portfolio that fits you and your money goals and then automatically invests your money for you. I know I'm someone that is not a finance major, and investing seemed really challenging. Like, I didn't know where to start, and Acorns has helped me so much. Head over to acorns.com/judgy to download the Acorns app to start saving and investing for your future today.
Paid non-client endorsement may not be representative of all clients. Tier 1 compensation provided. Compensation provides an incentive to possibly promote Acorns. View important disclosures at acorns.com/judgy. Investing involves risks, including the loss of principal. Please consider your objectives, risk tolerance, and Acorns fees before investing. Acorns Advisor LLC. Acorns is an SEC registered investment advisor. Brokerage services are provided to clients of Acorns by Acorns Security LLC, member FINRA/SIPC. For more information, visit acorns.com. Underwear drawers are like the wild, wild west of wardrobes. There's no rhyme or reason to them. Anything goes. You've got pairs from 3 birthdays and 2 Christmases ago, pairs from 5 different brands with 5 different fits. And when you open that drawer every morning, you have no idea what to expect. Now, I felt the buttery soft comfort of MeUndies, and my other pairs have to all go because MeUndies is all I can reach for. I'm hooked, and honestly, I just feel off if I try to wear anything else. I love them because you can get your classic black, and then they also have like super fun expressive prints. I have these great shamrock ones, you know, when I'm feeling lucky. Plus, they come in all sizes. They have extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody. They also have really great loungewear. MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Go to their loungewear section. Super comfy joggers, hoodies, onesies. They even have an activewear collection. It's super soft. And it's just unmatched comfort. MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all day wear. Go to get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/TJG. That's MeUndies.com/TJG for 20% off plus free shipping. That's MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
And we're back. This episode is called The Naked Truth. And we start off the episode with our friend Robin trying on some wedding dresses. I felt so uncomfortable. I don't know why.
First off, Giselle shows up in a full white outfit.
It's showing up in all white makes me laugh. And she was called Miss Messiverse.
Miss Messiverse. Ashley shows up because she just wants to talk about what happened in Mexico. And then she's like, cool, bye. Like, they could not have been any less interested in Robin trying dresses on.
Also, Robin, I feel like we haven't really, we like forgot about the whole storyline. Like I came up later in the episode, but I'm like, do we just like forget that that Ashley is quote unquote going through a divorce right now? Like we haven't talked about this in weeks.
No. Yeah. It's like the whole thing is so weird. Like the focus is so everyone's trying to put the focus off of them.
And then also what really bothers me is when. So Robin's like, come try on my wedding dresses with me. You're not invited to the wedding though, and throw me a bachelorette party as well. Not that she's asking them to throw it, but I can't stand it. Have you ever been invited to like a wedding shower and not invited to the wedding? That's happened
once, but I don't go to the wedding shower.
It's so weird.
Like, you want me to give you a gift, but I can't come to the wedding? No, thank you.
No, it's like, no.
Best wishes, XOXO.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or, okay. Like, they have no bridesmaids, but they want you to do the bridesmaids' work. That's happened to me a few times.
Oh. Which like, is, what did you have to do?
Oh, it'd be, like, help plan the bachelorette. Do all you know, like, a lot of stuff for the bride, whatever. It is what it is. I just find it interesting, too. It's like, okay, first off, too, Robin tries on this first dress. And the first dress is beautiful. But I'm like, aren't we getting married on the beach?
Like, everybody knows.
The
theme?
The second dress, actually, I was like, oh, if this is a beach wedding, the second dress, like, where are you going, a gala? I was like, that's actually like a very cute dress for if you're on the sand, because it was like, you know, kind of had some fringe. I was like, first off, also, we know she's not buying any of these, okay? She's going in there to try on. They're like, yeah, we picked some for you. The place was also called Deja Vu.
Oh! That's like so fitting for her.
So fitting.
It's and like, then she's like, we all I know, also like that she's like, oh, God, there's a lot to plan. When you are hijacking someone's wedding, you still have to get a license. You still have to get the rings, clothing, flowers, decorations, a cake. I'm like, you can reuse the flowers. Who's going to do my hair? Before.
What about my makeup? It's like, what is it? I thought we weren't even planning something, but now you want a cake? Now you want flowers? Now you want decorations? Robin, enough. I'm still team Karen. Like,
what was your favorite out of the three dresses?
I like the second one the best.
I agree.
The one
you.
That they hated too. I thought for the occasion, like you're having a beach wedding.
Yeah. Wedding dresses are awkward in general.
Yeah. I mean, it just to me is like, Robin, I just feel like you guys still have money issues. And so everything that you do, I'm just like, don't.
I know.
Don't.
Well, and then meanwhile,
everything you do is don't.
Meanwhile, when she's trying on the dresses, Giselle and Ashley are talking about vagina bumping, and that
this whole storyline also pissed me off too.
Do you think it's just completely made up?
100%. Ashley's like, well, you know, they left together. I'm like, so they both left to maybe be safe walking from wherever they walked from so that they were like a buddy system, and then they went to their hotel rooms. Like, I don't think it's weird that they left together. Be like you and me at a party and we're like, hey, I'm ready to go. And you're like, oh, I don't want you to walk home by yourself. I'll go with you too. And they're like, wow, Mary and Courtney left together. I'm like, yeah, we're bumping vaginas.
Do you think perhaps were they wearing dresses that night and they pulled up and just said, hey?
They could have. Okay, I thought about this.
Okay.
And I was like, Mia has been very straightforward with all of her surgeries. And we know last season that she got a clitoral surgery.
That's right.
Maybe Wendy wanted to see it. I mean, we know that Mia wanted to see Jacqueline's because she wanted to be a gynecologist. Maybe she also was like, I think I want to get back into that career.
Okay. It's true. Okay.
Maybe it was all for scientific purposes. Like, I feel like Mia could have been like, oh, do you want to see like what a fresh surgery looks like? And I could see Wendy being like, yeah, I'm a doctor. I have a PhD. Different kind of doctor, but whatever.
Honestly, when you're she's a doctor.
No, I know. I mean, but she's not like a medical doctor. I'm saying,
right, but she's, I mean, like,
she's a Dr. lawyer. Wendy, she wants
a lawyer is a doctor too, a juris doctorate. Like, you have a JD. Like, it's different, you know? So Wendy is too.
You're a doctor if you're a lawyer?
It's like a juris doctorate.
Oh,
but right?
Like, you could call what? Like
a JD. It's a JD, a juris doctorate.
You're telling me Craig is Dr. Conover?
No, I mean, different. No, it's different. But she
but has a PhD. She has really, she's a doctor. Wendy
has a doctorate. Yeah.
Yes. But I could see her being like, yes, I'd like to see that.
I'd be curious too. I'd like to see it as well. What happens there? You've had a few
kids. Yeah, show me what
you got it. Yeah. You know, a nice job done. Perhaps she's interested in the surgery as well, you know?
Not to bring it back to Sex and the City, but remember the episode 2 where they took the mirrors to look at their vaginas because Charlotte had never done it?
Yes.
People are curious. Yeah. Not in a sexual way. They're just in a scientific way. Wait. It's science.
Well, Kelly Dodd did that. I mean, I think a lot of people do that vagina rejuve.
Yeah. I'm just saying, like, I don't think that there was anything sexual behind this. And you know what also bothers me is I'm like, Giselle, shut up. She's like, I'm going to confirm with Mia because I'm going to tell everyone. I'm like, why?
Because she loves to start shit and she loves to start drama. What has her storyline been this season, Giselle? Nothing. She's not even doing her renovation anymore.
Daughter's turned 16.
That was last season. The driver's license series. The twins.
Yeah. They had a sweet 16.
Right. She doesn't have like a fake marriage or anything.
Yeah. I mean, I guess to me it's just annoying because it's like you don't have to have a storyline in a sense of like we need to know what's going on. But it's like Giselle, always trying to produce and it's annoying.
She's the Lisa Rinna of Potomac.
Yeah. I mean, today we posted like who's the biggest pot stirrer. You know, a lot of people are saying Ashley Darby, I'm sorry I left Ashley Darby off on the photos. The amount of people being, where's Ashley? And the freaking caption says, pick someone also not pictured because there's no space for 100 Bravo celebrities. It's like I got yelled at time after time and I was like, not today, people. But, you know, it's like a lot was like Ashley Darby. A lot of it was Giselle and Rinna and a lot of Tamara's, you know, because they take producer credits. They're not listed as a producer, but they want to be.
Right.
And then Giselle's like, annoying.
And then Giselle's like, okay, so we're going to do like Robin's Gone Wild. Mia's going to get us the best strippers in town. Now, who do you want to come? Robin's like, Karen is not invited. And you know what? Let's throw Wendy in there as well. No, Karen. Enough. No, Wendy.
Enough with not inviting Wendy. It's so annoying because Wendy was laughing. She's like, why are you laughing? I'm like, guys, are we not listening that Karen said that her breasts were in her vertebrae? That is funny. Okay. I'm sorry. I don't care whatever story Karen is telling me right now. I am giggling because this is so wild and absurd. And you know what? When I get uncomfortable, you know what I do? I laugh and I laugh high.
Me too.
A few octaves high.
It doesn't help you.
You know, it just, situations always. It just makes me mad of like, stop trying to cut Wendy out because you know what? They always read it wrong. We love an underdog.
Yeah.
I don't care if you find Wendy annoying. I want her to succeed. Okay.
Okay. You know,
Robin,
so
she's not afraid of little ass and titties in her face.
Right.
She's into this.
So then we get this like lunch between Karen and Wendy, and it's juxtaposed by Candace not being able to cut bagels for Chris. And Chris in a camo cargo short. That was a no for me.
Chris, when she was like, Candace is like, Chris, like, oh God, I'm nervous of the snakes. He's like, I got rid of them. She's like, no, you didn't. It just went back into the woods. He's like, well, whatever, it's gone. Like, he was like, as if he, like, man, he went out to that yard, he grabbed that rattlesnake and was like, you shall not pass. Chucked it back in. And he's like, no, we watched it slither.
Right. Slither, baby.
Slither. And like, Mia did to Wendy.
Exactly. And she's like, so, Chris, let me just, like, update you on a few things because there's this rumor going on about Juan and Robin, and they know full well it's not even a real. They know it's really not a rumor. And then they're like, oh,
no,
well,
I don't think that they do know. I don't think Candace does know. I think she's defending because Robin was defending Chris.
Okay, yeah, and then now, and then they can
happy to read some tweets that happened this weekend too.
Yes, please tell me
the Robin stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, so Chris tweets. So wait, there were truths that were omitted and not filmed during our season. As a cast, we chose to tell falsehoods and lies about innocent people all season long, and now we are charging for the truth for the Patreon. What the fuck? I'm good on this bullshit. And Candace like, subtweets is just being like, child. And then Chris says, just so we are clear, Giselle and Ashley knew about this before the season, didn't bring it up. That's your friend, cool, but chose to lie as a distraction. I'm not mad at Robin, but the others are trash for that.
Yeah, because they literally have Cookie Monster Deborah pretending like Chris is hitting on him. Or her. I mean,
the editors, when she says that the Cookie Monster girl and they pop up Deborah, aka Cookie Monster.
I feel bad for Deborah.
I don't. She started the rumor. Like, she's the one who announced the rumors. Happy Eddie.
It's bad.
And Chris. Yeah.
I know, but it's so sad.
Don't start none, won't be none. Candy told us.
Yeah, that's true. Then they're going to try the IVF journey again. I'm obsessed with her hair at this breakfast. I like loved it. It was like a red.
Yeah. This has been Candace's season. She's looked so amazing.
Yeah. Okay. So then we have Karen and Wendy, and they're wearing the same color outfit. This like great orange color. And
Karen's, who are the stylists for this show? Everybody's matching.
It's crazy at the Bachelorette because Giselle's wearing like lavender. Two other girls come in lavender. And then Mia and Ashley are wearing the same thing.
Out of all the things on the website, like, that is a Shein. They got that from Shein.
It's wild.
100%.
But then they realize they're not invited because Ashley calls to tell them they aren't invited to the Bachelorette party. And then they keep, Karen's like, well, I've been holding on to that hug for 3 years.
And then Carrie's like, that's not me in the photo. And Wendy's like, well, I wasn't allowed to see the photo. So I can't
deny. Wendy was making me laugh because this is why I'm like, I like her. I really like Wendy. And I know people don't. And I get it. But Wendy, to be when she's like, can I see? And they basically are saying no. She's like, can someone pass me the rice then? Like, I'm not here to play. I'm hungry. I want to eat the rice. I'd really like the rice.
It's annoying because they're in high school, but like they won't even let her go to the high school.
And I'm here in Brooklyn trying to make a living. Okay. You're in high school.
Okay. So then Giselle goes over to Mia's house. And she's like, well, just so you know, I've been spreading rumors about you and that you and Wendy have been hooking up. You had sex. And she's like, well, just kidding. I just kind of only told Robin. But okay. And then
she's like, but if you want to confirm, I'll tell everybody. Also, Mia is so excited for Giselle to be at her house. She's like, oh my God, this is so fun. Isn't it, Giselle? This is just so fun that you're here. Oh my God, we're on the 12th hole. Oh my God, this is so fun. I got a sush. This is so fun. This is like really fun. But she was eating it with a fork. Oh. Sushi is not meant with forks.
Right, just use your fingers.
If you can't do the chopsticks, use your fingers. I actually don't know what the etiquette is, but the forks really bother me.
Okay, that's fair.
That's my rant. I'm sorry. I'm on one today. I apologize.
No, you're all good. Okay, so then apparently Mia claims that Wendy spread eagle. She asked to see hers. And Mia's like, I just figured out Wendy timely. We had sexual energy and she wanted my cookie. So that's why we've been having so many problems. And then Wendy touched her, that she touched her and she said it was pretty. She's like, I had to stop it there because Eddie and G did not, you know, consent to this.
Okay, if we're doing it for science. I could see Mia being like, oh, you should touch and see the different way it feels. I'm just saying, I think it was for science if there was any touching, but I also don't believe it because when you watch Mia in her confessionals, her eyes shift left and right. Everyone knows when someone looks left and up, they're freaking lying.
Yeah. I mean, she's been lying the past 2 years. Fledgling. Yeah.
Yeah. A lying liar, her lies. When Giselle was like, oh, so you put these floors into your rental? And she's like, yeah. She's like, love it. I'm like, that is shade. She is saying, why are you putting floors into your rental? $65,000 into a rental that is not yours.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But this was so much fun. Yeah. This was so fun.
Okay. Then we get on the bus. We're going over to the strip clubs. And
also, do you like that Mia has replaced Jacqueline with now her cousin Kelly?
I noticed that.
Yeah. Kelly is now here. Kelly was helping her with her clothes earlier because, you know, Jacqueline called when she was with Jean. She said, no, not having it. She's basically like cutting you out of the show.
Yeah.
Cutting you out of the show. So now Kelly's in.
All the girls look pretty hot. I wasn't into Robin's Tinkerbell green outfit.
Giselle said, like, let's look sexy. And then Robin drove, which really also bothered me because I'm like, what are you doing? Leaving your car there? Or are you going to drive home? What's happening here? Why are
she left her car there. They all left their cars.
I know, but let's get an Uber.
Okay.
Robin's the only one who drove. Everyone else took cars. I just want to say too. I noticed.
Charisse,
she's forgettable. I don't like her. I don't care about her. She could drive her ass home too. Get out of here. She's the worst. This is the best
Giselle's looked all season to me. I loved her in this blue, Bobby. Purple, lavender.
Nah, her lavender latex.
Lilac, whatever. Fly.
She looks, that color is very stunning on her. I thought like, I'm like, I don't know if you guys planned this color scheme because I really love this color.
No, I thought it looked great on her. Okay. Mm-hmm. And then meanwhile, Karen and Ray are on a united front and they're going to look at the candles.
Get your wig fixed. If you're going to wear that wig straight, the colors got to be blended. It was
bad. Bad. Like two-toned. It was bad. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, so it's limited edition for the holidays. Which holiday? Any of them.
Valentine's Day, 4th of July, Christmas,
Mother's Day.
It's Bohemian Fire. And then who still has checkbooks? Her having a checkbook just showed her 72-year-old age, you know? I was like, every 72-year-old has a checkbook in their purse, you know?
When's the last time you've written a check?
I don't have checks. I don't have them.
I know the last time you got a check, but like I used to have checks, and the only checks that I was doing was writing it for rent.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I literally had to like message my landlord and be like, can we please figure out an electronic way? Like, I don't have checks. I don't have them. I don't know what to do.
I have to go back sometimes. Like, I have to look for my like routing number on a check. And I have a picture from 2017 that I had to go and dig up.
You can get it on, you can get it online.
Not on mine. I tried.
Do you have a do you favorite it in your pictures? That's a hack for you.
That is a hack for me. I should.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm just letting telling you, put it in your notes or something. I got you. Also, guys, on a side note, can I give you a side note of a TikTok hack that I learned, and I think it's a really good one.
Okay, sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, because I prefaced it, but now I have to tell you. Okay, I saw this girl and she said, here's the trick. Every day, whatever the date is, you should go into your photos and you should type that date into your search bar. This is for iPhone. So sorry, Android users. I don't know what your equivalent is. And you type the date and it will bring up all the pictures over the years from that specific date.
Yeah.
So that you can either delete, you can clean up. Because like, I don't know about you, the amount of Bravo photos I have in my photo album is insane. Yeah. I mean, when March comes around, it's going to be... I'm going to have to like, please nobody look over my shoulder because it's half naked men every year, you know, but like I've deleted so many photos just doing it by the specific day.
Okay. I like that for you.
I think I just, you know, spring cleaning, you spring clean your photo album.
Yeah. That's something I do on planes.
Oh,
plane activity to me.
Oh,
cleaning up the phone.
That's good. I don't have that band. I don't have the like the.
I haven't been on a plane since August.
What?
No.
No.
Yeah, no. Where have I gone? I haven't gone anywhere. I'm right here.
Fun.
With you. All the
I love technology. Okay, back to Robin.
The former candle. Okay, so then we like also, then it comes out that perhaps Ashley, Mia, Candace, and Wendy all kissed. So the story changes.
It's like, I'm like, what is happening here? Like, what is going on? Also, I do want to go back to just a second because I love seeing Wendy as a consultant on TV. Like, I feel like when they showed that clip of her, I was like, she really does sound so good. Like when she was like, everything she was saying, I was like, yes. Yes,
four
Wendy,
degrees.
I love you.
4 degrees.
Yeah, 4 degrees. 4 degrees. That's Dr. Osefo to you. Yeah,
that is. I like that.
Bitch.
Yeah.
And now let me touch for scientific purposes.
I'm so curious how they're going to clear that up at the reunion.
The reunion will be
interesting. But also it's funny because Mia will like backpedal on that. And then she'll be like, well, touch as in touch the same toilet where my vagina was. So, I mean, I thought that's just what you were talking about. We touched vaginas onto the same toilet.
I feel like also she's just is also someone that's like, yeah, I did misspeak. Anyways, let's move on. And then you're like, well, shit. Like, it was like, remember she said like, oh, Chris was coming on to me too. And Candace was like, what? She's like, oops, sorry, I misspoke. He didn't. Anyways.
I know.
And you're just kind of like you have whiplash from her, like the excuse. And then like when she just admits like, oh, I was wrong. So I am leaving. You're like leaving the show. She's like leaving somewhere to go somewhere else.
Oh, God. Okay. This party looked fun. I mean, people could take showers in the club. You're getting steak. You're getting lobster. You're getting shots. You're making it rain. I mean,
they had like a private show right in front of them. I was like, take me here.
It looks like a blast.
I don't care if it's classy. It looked like the most fun bachelor. I was like, they are having fun. They got wasted on that party bus because Mia was feeding everyone shots.
Charisse is blasted. She's so
drunk. Charisse also being like, well, I don't know why Mia, who's known Robin for 5 minutes, and Giselle, who had to throw Robin's bachelorette. I'm like, maybe because they're on the cast, you idiot.
I know. She has, I feel like she's very stuck in like to this like one season, and she has this like, I started this show. The show was about me and you guys rose above me, but now I'm back.
but she just isn't meshing.
Trying to claim her crown again. Yeah.
Yeah.
When they're like, hey, Charisse, what did you think about Karen? She's like, I don't think about Karen, but let me give you a dissertation about why I can't stand Karen.
I don't really think about her, like, but, and she lies, you know, I don't know what her issue is with me. You know, I've never aired shit about her. Don't assassinate my character. But let me tell you something about Karen Huger and what she's known about in Pawtucket. She disappears in clubs. She drinks so much. She gets so drunk. She'll fuck anyone. She'll fuck anyone. She'll fuck a worker in the bathroom.
Do you think she did it? Oh, 100%. I was like, this is real. This is totally real. This is good.
She'll fuck any dick that comes her way.
And then she's like, well, that was years ago. And then she's like, you know, it's not news to everyone. And then they're saying that Blue Eyes was her driver, or that was the excuse that she gave people, was that Blue Eyes her driver. Then I found it interesting. Okay, Karen had a DUI, which is why she had to have a driver. It's all starting to connect.
So perhaps she got the DUI, then went to rehab in Florida. Then her friends got her out of it. And Blue Eyes drove her from Florida back to Potomac. And that's how the relationship started. Do you think Ray, is it Mia's theory in that he can't climb the stairs, so he can't climb Karen, so she's free to do what she wants? He's okay with it.
Vibrating. Hello.
She will never admit to having an affair. This will never be admitted by Karen Huger.
Literally, she'll go, that's not me. They're like, Karen, this is literally a picture of you. And she's like, Photoshop, never seen that man in my life. And then you're just like, at one point, you're like, we're not getting through. Just go with it. Like, it's done.
Okay. Then
I believe it totally.
I do too. But then also, like, what about the PI thing with Ray too? Ray hired a PI.
Say it's sober. Tell us it's sober so we can get the story right.
It was Blue Eyes, but then found him harmless, so it was okay.
And then he like works in a hotel. All this story, I was like, oh God, you're too drunk to tell this story, and I need the details.
I know. Then Mia is like, so wait, Ray's a pimp and Karen's a prostitute. Like,
they're like, no, what? But then they're also like, hey, Ashley, what's going on with Michael? I love when Candace was like, so she actually, Michael was in Chris's restaurant with another woman and she wasn't cute. And Ashley is like, this is not going according to plan. She's like, oh, God.
But do you think that's also for like to get the house? Like, she's like, OK, no, we're not actually separating because she's trying to figure out all the house shit.
I believe that they are trying to get heat off of him. So they said that they're divorcing, and I do not believe that they will be divorced. So I said it.
Like, they'll never get a divorce.
I just feel, you know, you think you know my story, but plot twist. We're never getting divorced. We're just taking the heat off of Michael right now.
No, but
they
have
an understanding.
They'll never get a divorce because she doesn't want to
probably
like
more
financially
divorce her.
Yeah. But like, but why? What is her bet? What? Why is she benefiting? Do you know what I'm saying? Like, what's her motivation to not divorce him?
Money.
But she'll get the money.
There's got to be something with this post-snap where she didn't read the fine print.
Yeah.
Like, I'm convinced there's something, because we used to think like, oh, Ashley's like, she's playing 40 chess. Like, oh yeah, she's going to get him. And then after this season, I was like, oh, she thinks she's the aggressor in this, and she's absolutely not. Michael has all the control still.
He manipulates her.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, but great episode. I loved it. I wanted to be at this bachelor party. I literally recorded what Giselle was saying about a bachelor party. She's like, you need strippers. She gave like a list of what you need a bachelor. And I recorded it and I sent it to my friend. And I said, see you this weekend.
Love it. So cute. Can you send me that? I need to send that to my bachelor group. That'd be great.
Yeah, you got it. I'll do it right now for you. Shall we take a quick break and then we'll come back with the reunion?
Yes.
The biggest names in tennis are coming to Paris for the most anticipated Roland Garros in years. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. Experience 3 weeks of unparalleled tournament access as the world's top players in tennis face off against each other. Will the veteran champions continue their dominance, or will a fresh face emerge to challenge their legacy on the clay courts? Daily live coverage of this epic showdown begins Monday, May 20th. Don't miss a matchup. Stream it now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
When it comes to your finances, you think you've done it all. You've saved, you've researched, and you've invested all that you can. Now it's time to take those investments to the next level by using the brand behind every great investor, Yahoo Finance. As America's number one finance destination, Yahoo Finance has everything you need, whether you're a seasoned trader or just dipping your toes into the market. Join the millions of investors who trust Yahoo Finance to guide them on their financial journey. For comprehensive financial news and analysis, visit yahoofinance.com. The number one financial destination, yahoofinance.com.
I will say I'm just really thankful that was only a two-part reunion.
They flexed three because they were definitely thinking they were going to get that one-on-one.
Right. And they didn't get the one-on-one.
And they didn't.
And let's just say my pantyhose was exhausted after this episode. They brought nothing to the table.
The men were out there for 3 minutes for nonsense. Like, I'm just like, it's
Justin's the new Dr. Phil. Justin's the new Dr. Phil. He's going to bring Seth and John back together. And I love what John said to Seth. You know what? I didn't bash your wife on camera.
True.
Because he's a gentleman. Mm-hmm. I told you my sister saw Seth in person and thought he was hot.
Yeah. 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 You mentioned that. And again, I could see it. I could see it, especially with a hat on.
He was hitting on Andy.
Oh, I mean, Brett Favre's unavailable. So he's like, I'm looking for a new man crush. I thought that was funny. I like when he's like, Meredith, can we sit closer to each other? She's like, now. I'm like, okay.
Okay. Okay.
Just watching this reunion just made me feel like Salt Lake City needs to take a break. I don't know why we feel the need to film in 2 weeks. I think that they need to have
because they want Jen Shah going to prison.
So I figured that because she has to surrender on the 17th. So I'm like, okay, this is how they're getting their reactions. They're going to start filming. Maybe we take a break after that, though, and we just get the four women's reaction and the friends of whatever. And then let's take a little break. Like, they were filming right after because she was going to be sentenced last March. So they had to keep going. We need some time off from them because these relationships need to figure out a way for the four of them to be in the room together, whatever Mary Cosby does, whatever these three friends of do. Like,
I think Whitney
has to be some time away.
No, I think Whitney and Heather will the weather through this storm, and they're going to be friends next season because I don't even think it's because Heather genuinely wants to be Whitney's friend. It's because she's going to want to get the audience back on her side.
When Whitney Rose is the second most liked character or like housewife on this cast, like that's a problem. Not in a mean way. I think like Whitney's great, but like when she's the second best, It's like, yeah, Heather needs to go to a therapist. Okay.
She told us that this one's not working.
It's not working.
And then I mean, I feel like Andy was very sympathetic with her of like, don't feel embarrassed. You shouldn't be ashamed. Like, it's not your
fault. He wanted to be like, have you seen Dorinda? Have you seen any of the Roni? Lou literally got arrested. Okay. Like, don't, like, she fell in a bush. Okay. Like, don't, there have been worse things. Like, you're getting the black eye. That wasn't even a big deal. The whole story after it was what the big deal was, right? Like, nobody thought anything of the black eye. If you even just said, like, again,
Heather just like appeared horrible through this whole thing, because when they started talking
horrible
about
reunions,
Whitney, you know, with like her working memory and like her trauma, and you know, Andy's asking her like brutal questions, like, have you spoken to your abuser? And she says no. And I feel like Heather was like giving her looks during this, like
she didn't believe her,
yes,
or like, you're taking my storyline of this bad Mormon kind of thing,
like she didn't believe her. I felt that vibe. That was my opinion. That's my opinion. I don't know if it's true.
Heather
and then I also, I like how Whitney said, you know, like, I've come to terms that Heather doesn't remember what happened at the Jazz game. And I also felt like she was like saying that too, because Heather's an alcoholic.
Well, I did like what Heather's point was that she also was saying too, like, you told me these Lisa Barlow rumors and I literally didn't believe them, or Angie K, whoever told Angie H told me that, I literally didn't believe them. So when you like tried to bring me into it, like, I didn't even want to be a part of this conversation because it's so asinine to talk about these sort of things. Like, I didn't want to be a part of it. So you dragging me in makes me look like I'm somebody supporting these rumors, and I don't. I didn't think it was believable.
Yeah.
I didn't. So like, I felt like
that. I think that Heather is also, fair, right?
Right. And I think, too, Heather didn't want to say, like, on camera, like, I don't believe it, because she wanted to also be on a united front with Whitney at that point.
Yeah.
So, like, I think that there's a really interesting fourth wall there, because you can't say, oh, I remember it, but I don't believe it, because I don't want to put it so that then it all looks bad on Whitney.
But then Heather's just, like, such a hypocrite, too, in every which way. So Jen Shaw, they're literally showing us texts that I fucking hate Heather text. She's bashing her in the hot tub. All this shit is going down. And then Heather's like, well, yeah, like, I might write to her and I'll check on her boys and I'll take care of her. So, and then she also is like, well, Whitney, I hold you to a higher standard than Jen Shaw, but I'll be her ride or die. But actually, I'm not going to say ride or die anymore.
Like, I've learned a lot.
She's all over the place.
Right. And that's why it's like, and I wish, and she started doing it again too, where she like kind of does this, like, I'm the victim thing. Like, she started doing it with like Lisa and Whitney.
I'm less stable now because I wrote my book and it was a lot of trauma. And so I wasn't stable this season.
Well, I also found it very interesting, too, when they were like, oh, you know, people thought you were hooking up with Jen. She's like, oh, so now I'm a big lesbian, basically. Like, I felt like she was trying to like she was like, oh, now I have that on my record, too. And it's like, if you're like bisexual or you're curious or whatever, it's like not that big of a deal. You could be like, Jen's great. I'm going to be honest, like, nothing. Like, she takes it so seriously, where she's like, if somebody like said that to me, I'd be like, honestly, I wish that was what was happening.
Yeah,
I'd have an answer for what happened, because I don't know what happened and I perpetuated this whole thing. And you know what? If I could have told a story that it was Jen and I hooking up, wouldn't that be great? And people would like laugh at that and be like, oh, haha, Heather, you're so relatable. Like, you know, something. I just feel like she's like, oh, no, I have to put that like on my permanent record.
Well, she's so scarred by the church. And also, how can the church?
Are they suing her?
How can they even do that? I mean, over this book, isn't that like free speech? Or are they doing it just to scare her to not publish it?
Yeah. It's like, honestly, it's like at this point, Heather, you don't have to publish it because no one's going to read it.
Is it out? It's out, right?
Is there February 7th, I believe.
Inside the book?
Like pictures?
Because we always saw the cover party. There was no words inside, though.
Today, she did release merch for it.
I swear there's no words inside this book.
It's just pictures, picture book. Picture book.
That's my dream, to make a picture book of a series of a little girl.
I would love that.
It would be fun.
I think you should do it with your Bravo.
And she'd have
a
red hair.
A is for Andy. B is for Bravo. Right. You know?
C is for see you next Tuesday.
Mm-hmm. We tried to, we did this before, but it could be a good, it could be a good children's book.
I like
that's how you learn letters. So you're like, see it to a little kid. You're like, wow, what's that letter? They're like, V is for Vicky.
Okay.
I is for, I've never been with Goldswell Partners in my life.
It would be great. Be powerful and be so moving.
Wow. It would. I mean, I think you'd get the Pulitzer.
Probably.
And a Nobel Peace Prize.
Yep.
Two for one. Yeah. I love that.
Okay. Then I loved Andy grilling Meredith. Like, and Meredith just not being able to own it. She's like, I will always root for the underdog. And they're like, remember when you hired PI against Jen Shaw? And she's like, well,
so is Jen Shaw the underdog?
And the reason I did this is I knew before we went to San Diego that that attempt on her life, and this like hit so close to home for me. So I was not going to go after her.
It's like, Meredith, just say like, hey, until like, I feel like
then they're like throwing, but they're like playing the bathtub tape too. They're like, you weren't surprised though. You had no sympathy, no remorse.
Like, and I love when Barlow was like, why do you keep saying, like, last season you were so against Jen, then this season you're with her. Like, it literally doesn't make sense. And it doesn't. It truly does not. It does not. I also found, what the interesting thing I found was when Heather, first off, Heather is like the Ashley Darby over here. If you want someone to know your secrets, tell Heather.
Okay.
She'll freaking tell everyone. She's like, yeah, Jen asked for money from all of her friends, some of them sitting on this couch right now. And all four of them were like, or all the other three were like, we didn't give her money. And I met Angie H and Chris. They gave money to the Shaws for the law expenses because of Shaw exposed. And they felt that they could pay their way out of the guilt. Then Chris went back to his shelf to tend to it and clean it and get ready for December.
I would love to know how much they gave them. I'm guessing it's under 14,000.
Why do you say that? It's 14,000 because you can't get more. That's
the taxing. Yeah, the taxing. Oh. I'm guessing they gave like 14,000. And then I did find it funny. Lisa's like, I was about to give it to her, but our counsel advised against it.
Then,
I mean, basically,
which of the six lawyers said no?
But then they also basically said Jen admitted because there was a smoking gun and they realized they weren't going to be able to get out of it. And the lawyer fees were getting too out of control that she had to fess up. That's what I feel like all of them said.
Yeah. I mean, well, that's why it's like, Meredith, you just look like stupid. Like, if you could have just said, like, okay, look, at this point, I felt she was guilty. Like, if she said, I felt she was guilty, it literally didn't make sense for me to go after her this season. Like, she's obviously got enough. I feel like when people say that sort of thing, she could have still been very judicious with her words and, like, lawyer speak for Meredith. But if she just said, you know.
Andy literally goes, hey, are you scared of her coming after you by saying something, you know? And she's like, no, I'm not scared.
I'd be like, yes, very much so. I'd like her to surrender into jail and then I'll tell you everything. I'll tell you everything.
Well, that was also her thing, too. She's like, well, I'll have a reaction once she's sentenced. Like she kept on. Putting it off.
There's also rumors that Coach Shaw was at Texas looking at jobs there.
I saw that. Yeah.
I find that I'm very interested because controversial. Mm-hmm. This leads me to believe even more so that he knew what was going on. And so he's sticking with her because she's taking the fall for both of them.
I completely agree with that theory.
Because my thought was like, oh, he'll like divorce. But I'm like, oh, he's looking for jobs in Texas. Like, no, he's in on it.
I wonder if she actually knows if she's going to Texas at this point. We're only like a week out.
She must.
Wait, she's going February
17th?
7th? Oh, 17th. Yeah.
17th.
Okay.
Yeah. I assume she's going to the same place that Elizabeth Holmes is.
What is she doing these last 2 weeks? Massages, facials, eating whatever she wants.
She's probably like doing like a promo at Hustlers.
What do you think, like,
remember,
will happen?
Like, that they were her, like, prison.
What will, like, her surrender outfit be?
Her surrender outfit? Oh. Monochromatic. Her hair will be done. She'll have fresh Botox because it'll be the last time she can have it for 5.5 years. Like, wild. It's like wild to think she's going in
it's
there. It's like Teresa was like just like under a year. Same with like the Sitch. It was Chrisley, so they're in there for a while.
When people are like, why did the Chrisleys get more time than Jen? Like, because she pled guilty. They still said that they were not guilty.
They are. Jail scares me. I don't want to go.
Yeah, good, good. I mean, it scares me too. It's not a place I'd like to visit.
No, I'm not trying to go there. Okay. Let's talk about our biggest regrets of the season. Heather's like, my biggest regret was not going to bed after the club. That's her biggest regret. I'm like,
that's your biggest regret.
Like, I'm like, you could have said how I handled the situation about the black eye, not getting the black eye.
Also, but like, I feel like everybody wanted to be like,
go ahead.
In the back of her head, she's kind of like, maybe it wasn't me. You know, like, maybe I didn't really do this to myself. Maybe, like, I feel like there's like 10% of her thinks that something happened to her.
I think a majority of her wants to think something happened, because then it's like, oh, okay, this wasn't from me being wasted and falling and having an accident. I can put blame on someone else, and then I don't have a problem.
Yeah. Babe, you have a problem.
Just kidding. Don't be so hard on yourself. But I think Whitney was hoping, like, the biggest regret would be like maybe the situation with Whitney, and that because it could have been handled better. Mm-hmm. That would have opened the door, and then that's how they would have started next season of being on the better. Like, Heather, you're so dumb.
You could have said a lot of better things, Heather. And then Whitney's like, she wishes she would have been sober for the whole like rumor conversation. And she's, you know, expressed that she wished that her weather friend wanted to say mendy the friendship.
Meredith wanted to be, she felt like she was not being, she'd like to be more clear and careful with her words. Like, you're the most careful person with your words ever.
That's why it doesn't work. Like, be vulnerable. Like, you don't have to be perfect. We want to see your flaws. We want to see you raw. We don't want to see your lawyer side.
What if she said, I wish I wore more blazers.
I wish I saw you on ketamine.
Yeah. What the hell, guys? You guys were on ketamine and shrooms. Show us that.
We want that.
Yeah. Okay. Show us that you and your K-hole. I learned a lot about ketamine this past week after.
Oh, really? I heard it like makes you feel like you're like bouncing on the ground, like a trampoline.
Yeah, that people go into K-holes.
Tell me more.
Like, it's like a black hole, but you're in a K-hole. So like a lot of people, I feel like they're like melted to the ground a little bit, and they kind of just want to lay down.
That's scary.
I mean, truthfully, ketamine is a horse tranquilizer, so I guess it would make you tranquil.
Okay.
And it turns you into a horse, I heard. You just, like, look at something like, no! You're like, oh, are you okay? They're like, I am. Like, okay, yeah, makes sense. I have to go. Are we done?
No, Lisa Barlow, she said she learned a lot this season, and she wished she had more boundaries with Jen, and she's grateful for so much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then they go, cheers, go Jazz.
And then Lisa singing happy birthday at the end. She was trying so hard. I fucking loved it.
Happy birthday to us. Happy birthday. I like that they switched sides because Meredith wanted the pink candle, even though Lisa was going to her bad sides. Like, Sheena Shea would not have changed.
I loved it.
So there's mending there. I think that the dynamic is going to be really interesting next season too, because I think if Heather and Meredith are smart, that they're going to figure out ways
to get back with Lisa and to,
you're right when you said that. Yeah.
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 And they have to, because having four of them just doesn't work. They're not having fun together. That's not fun either. And they are the ensemble cast. So we need to make it work, ladies.
And I don't like to, like, something I don't like in Housewives is like, okay, let's see the three friends of become cast members. Then it like builds Whitney and Lisa's side. So now they've got Dana and Angie K, right? And then the other side, you've got Angie H. And so it's like, I don't like when they're building sides.
If Angie H. holds a snowflake, I will lose my shit.
Absolutely not. She better freaking not. Do She's not gonna- give her a snowflake because she will do it for free. Angie.
That's
Angie just wants the fame. She does not need a contract. She's not in it for the money. She's in it for the stardom.
I agree.
So just let it happen. All right. That was fun.
Okay,
I had
guys.
A very enjoyable time chatting with you.
We will
have a great time at your bachelorette.
You too. And we have a VPR and New Jersey separate episodes coming out. And thanks for listening, guys.
Bye.
See you soon.
See you soon.
Adios. Ta-ta.